Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital abyss to bring you the shiniest pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex jungles of technology.
And I'm Jamie, your curious companion on this journey, armed with nothing but my wit and a burning desire to ask, but why? So, Alex, what's on the menu today?
Today, Jamie, we're venturing into the invisible engine of the web, back-end web development. It's the powerhouse behind everything users don't see, from APIs to databases, authentication, and beyond.
Ah, the unseen hero. So we're talking about the digital equivalent of the iceberg beneath the surface, right?
Exactly. Most people interact with the front end without ever thinking about the back end, but it's where all the magic happens. When you tap a Buy Now button, stream a movie, or send a message, you're triggering a network of back-end services.
Magic, you say? I always thought it was elves. But seriously, how does it all work?
Well, let's break it down. At its heart, back-end development is about handling requests and serving responses. When you send a request, say by clicking that Buy Now button, the back-end does a lot of heavy lifting, parsing the request, interacting with databases, applying business logic, and then serving up the right response, often as JSON.
So it's like a well-oiled machine behind the scenes. What kind of technologies are we talking about here?
The backbone of back-end development includes frameworks like Express.js for Node.js, Django for Python, and FastAPI, also for Python. These frameworks help manage the routing, middleware, and request response cycles.
Wait, middleware? That sounds like the filling in a tech sandwich.
Not far off. Middleware is software that lies between the application and the network, processing requests and responses. Think of it as the bouncer at the club door, deciding who gets in and who doesn't.
Got it. The gatekeeper. And what about databases? You mentioned those too.
Databases store and retrieve all the data your application uses. Whether it's user profiles, payment information, or cat video links, databases like PostgreSQL, MongoDB, and Redis keep everything organized and accessible.
Ah, the treasure chests of the internet. Now, I've heard a lot about APIs. They're a big deal in back-end development, right?
Absolutely. APIs, or application programming interfaces, are how different pieces of software talk to each other. They expose endpoints for clients, like your browser or mobile app, to communicate with the back-end services, fetching data or performing actions.
So it's like ordering from a menu, but for software?
Perfect analogy. And with great power comes great responsibility. Security, observability, and testing are critical in back-end development. You have to ensure your back-end is secure, can be monitored for issues, and works as expected under different conditions.
Makes sense. You wouldn't want anyone sneaking into the kitchen. But this sounds complex. How do developers manage all these moving parts?
By following best practices and design patterns. For instance, you can structure your back-end as a monolith, which is simpler but harder to scale, or break it down into microservices for better scalability. There's also serverless architecture, where you run code in response to events without managing the underlying servers.
Microservices, serverless, it's like a buffet of architectural styles. How do you choose what's best for your project?
It depends on your needs. Monoliths are great for small to medium apps, while microservices excel in large-scale systems. Serverless is ideal for event-driven applications or when you want to minimize operational overhead.
This is fascinating, but I'm curious, how do you even start building a backend?
Let's walk through a simple example. Say we're using FastAPI to build a REST API. First, you'd set up your environment and install FastAPI. Then you'd write a bit of code to define your API endpoints, like creating a route to fetch user data. After that, you run your server, and voila, you've got a basic API up and running.
That sounds almost doable, but I'm guessing there's a lot more to it in the real world.
Definitely. Real-world back-end development involves dealing with scalability, security measures like OAuth 2 for authentication, and performance optimizations. Not to mention, testing and monitoring to catch and fix issues before they affect users.
It's like a never-ending puzzle, but, you know, in a fun way.
Exactly. And the beauty of back-end development is that there's always something new to learn, from the latest framework features to cutting-edge architectural patterns.
Well, Alex, once again, you've managed to turn what I thought was a black box into a fascinating world worth exploring. I might not be ready to build the next big streaming service, but I feel a lot more informed.
Glad to hear it, Jamie. And for our listeners, whether you're a seasoned developer or just tech curious, diving into back-end development can be incredibly rewarding. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and who knows what you'll build next.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the unseen world of back-end web development as much as we did.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, in the world of technology, staying curious is key.
See you in the digital depths.
Keep building, creators.